This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government shut down or stay open? How about weighing in, as so many are, thanks to the miracle of our mailbag on these booster shots and how you feel about vaccinations lately? R. Kelly guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking charges. Had an incredible career as an R&B singer. Shocking some of the stories that came out. Not shocking anymore. Now he's just been hit between the eyes, and ultimately he could spend the rest of his life, could I say, in prison. We'll see what happens when he is sentenced in May of 2022. But the reality of his deeds and his legacy are front and center. There's no question the victims were very brave to confront him. So that's where we're at. Kate Delaney, once again, it's a pleasure to have you on board with us. I mentioned the miracle of mail, and of course, so much of the way you communicate with me is through the mailbag. So flip me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let's dive into the vaccinations, because a lot of you weighed in on to vax or not vax, if you have kids, how you felt about that, keeping them out of school, homeschooling them. We've had lots of weeks and weeks of unofficial polls leading up to the school year. And as typical of this audience, it's kind of split, right? I mean, not exactly down the middle, but almost down the middle. So vaccinations have definitely dropped off. If you go back to April, of course, millions of people a day were getting them, but that's when the vaccines were starting to become available for most people. There were other frontline workers and the more vulnerable that had had them before that. But for the most part, it was the others. 16 states still haven't vaccinated more than half of the people who live there. 25% of the eligible population, about 70 million people, are not vaccinated. So if we crunch all the numbers, just over 55% of the total U.S. population is fully vaccinated. The number of people eligible to get a vaccine might get a little bit bigger, though, and would that boost the overall number? And part of that is what's happening with the vaccines and children, 5 to 11, and are they going to get vaccinated or not? And the CDC is enthusiastic about the way it looks and what's been submitted to the FDA, but I think the American public is split on whether to vaccinate a 5-year-old child, a 6-year-old child, a 7-year-old child or not. And again, as evidenced by so much of the email I received, like this one from Cindy, who said, hell to hell no, I will not have my children vaccinated. I keep them out of harm's way. In other words, in isolating them as much as possible, Kate, and I homeschool them, and I just feel much more comfortable that way based on some of what I've read and heard from other people. And no, I am not living on a different planet. I am not a wild QAnon conspiracy theorist. I just see too much possibilities of what could go wrong. And then on the opposite end of that, just to give you a little sampling, I got this one from Patricia, who says, my kids will get vaccinated as soon as possible. One of my children is an asthmatic, and it really makes me nervous because of that condition. And you think of what we've seen of the children, the hundreds of children that have gotten it, some that have not survived. Every time I see that, just more tears start to flow, and I feel very sad for the children who are vulnerable to this and have to rely on parents to make that decision for them. It's a decision nobody really wants to make. But then you think, Kate, about polio and other diseases and things that have happened in other countries and would those parents get that vaccine? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And by the way, just to throw it into the mix, because people think that I'm a wild leftist, if they want to label me, I am a hardcore Republican. I just don't agree with people politicizing the vaccine. So there you go. And I felt like we should say that at the top because of how often I threw that out on the air and some of the reactions I was saving up. And this is where we're at this point, right? So the good news is, in the middle of what's being reported, just in general, with the Delta variant and COVID overall and the pandemic and the 18 months that we've gone through and we're still counting, is, according to some scientists, doctors, etc., the virus won't be gone, but it'll be more manageable when we get to about Thanksgiving. That more people may get vaccinated because they feel like they won't have a choice, or they will have a choice, but they decide they're not going to go unvaccinated because somebody near them gets sick or they see what's happening. And the belief is among some in the scientific community that it's going to be more manageable when we get closer to Thanksgiving. So in other words, November. But the evidence shows that perhaps that's what we'll see. And then boosters, what happens with boosters, and how many people are getting the boosters, and how many older people are the frontline workers that are getting that or not. I mean, the CDC insists that they have some extraordinary amount of safety data, and that's what's really being emphasized, that safe. And people who live and work in high-risk settings, this is what they want to be able to have access to. People that are vulnerable, and they're in vulnerable communities, healthcare workers, teachers, grocery store workers, public transportation folks, that they would all have access to a booster shot. So again, we're not done with this conversation, and I don't think we're going to be finished with it anytime soon. It's just going to be a question of who decides you're going to take kids to get vaccinated, who's going to get booster shots, who's going to have access to them, and how many others think, you know, no way, I'm not getting it, it's my right, and I don't want to get it, and I'm not going to harm anyone else. It's what I choose to, this is what I choose to do. And certainly, one of the great things about living in this country, I can't deny it, whether I agree with it or not, is that we do have those freedoms. I've said it before. I've been to countries where you don't have choices. I've seen some scary things when it comes to stuffing ballot boxes in Mexico and people being forced to vote a certain way. And we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, frankly, when it comes to freedoms. It's just that there's become this heavy feeling of vitriol between so many different people, that we now have this crazy tribe mentality where there's nothing wrong with communities. Communities are great, but where we go to the opposite ends of that, and it becomes that the people that live down the street that you used to play cards with, well, they're not playing on the same team anymore, so we can't have them over. And everything has become, not everywhere, but in so many places, it's become so cantankerous that it doesn't look recognizable. What happens to common sense? A pandemic, that's what happens. And a few other things along the way. A conversation with the author Molly Lord next.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
I am very pleased to take you to the UK to introduce you to Molly Lord. Her book is called Paradise Lost. And boy, what an interesting perspective she has on addiction. And she certainly has done research on it. And her family was ravaged by addiction. Her mother and her father, she lost both of them to suicide. And alcohol, of course, played a heavy role in her early life, what she saw. And I know many people, the millions of people listening to us out there, you understand Molly's plight. And what do you do when you look at addiction? And then what is that like for you as a child of people of suicide, et cetera, and addiction? So Molly, your book is so important. I think it can really shed a light on addiction for so many people. Thanks for coming on.
No, that's okay. I try to help people with my knowledge and experience. That's really why I wrote the book.
Yeah, so tell me, in your life, I mean, not just one, but both parents to suicide, that had to be tough for you before you were even 12 years old.
Yeah, I was sent away to boarding school when my mother killed herself, and I was sent to boarding school when my father killed himself as well.
And as a child, how do you process that?
Well, I don't think you do really process it, because every time I went home for the end of term and my father killed himself, I sat on the train and I thought, well, maybe he'll be there when I go back. But he was never there, of course, because he was dead.
Wow. Wow, how tough.
As a child, I don't think you really can understand these things.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And then you became an addiction counselor. And what was that like for you as some of your career in doing that? What did you find out?
Well, I found out that addicts, some people say that, well, one tutor said to me once, they're human beings and they're alcoholics. I think that's a bit extreme, maybe. But I thought to myself, well, when I was doing the work, I just wanted to understand what the people were going through. why they were in the way that they were, why they were destroying their jobs, their houses, their life, and, you know, their lives were collapsing. I was trying to sort of get a take on it, and then I ran group sessions so that the people could discuss their own problems with one another.
Yeah, well, and thank goodness. I would imagine that that probably helped some of them, right?
Well, yes, one of them said that, yeah, I mean, I had a lot of good feedback from everything I did.
So you write the book Paradise Lost. Tell us about that.
Well, I wrote it to explore that world. Judith is the main character in the book. She's the daughter of the alcoholic. And in the end, she kills her. He murders her mother.
Wow.
So I just thought it might be a good thing to try and... Shall I read a bit of it out?
No, because we want people listening to buy your book. It's a novel, and as you said, Judith is the main character. What is it that you want people to know about your book to take away? What do you want them to take away from reading Paradise Lost, which, of course, they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
Well, I would say that I want people to have an insight into the horror of addiction. And also, when Judith commits the murder, she changes into a completely different person. Because, of course, that is her conscience. Because nobody else knows that she's murdered her mother. So she does it. And then she gets out of the house and she wipes everything, you know, the fingerprints all off everything. And she gets out of the house. So nobody knows that she's done it. Only she knows. And because she knows what she's done, it sort of destroys her personality. She's kind of destroyed herself by her action. You know, you can't just kill somebody and then go on with your life as if nothing's happened. Because it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that. So interesting, your perspective on addiction and, of course, writing this novel. Molly Lord, thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
All right. Again, wow. Very forthright in what happened to her. And you can find her book on Amazon. I mentioned that, Barnes & Noble, under Molly Bach. Let's go to David listening to us in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Oh, hi, Kate. Yeah, I'm sure glad you were talking about the vaccines. I took mine February and March of this year, and I can assure you that when I lost my keys last week, they were not stuck to my head. And I would urge people to absolutely get them. Out here in San Francisco, I think our death count reached 615 people today. But when you start comparing a city like San Francisco, 850,000 people, and you compare it to Kern County, which is Kevin McCarthy's district, they've got 1,500 dead people. Mm. So they're better than 2.5, and they're about the same size, 850,000 for that county, his congressional district.
Yeah.
And basically it's 2.5 times more deadly in Kevin McCarthy's district than Nancy Pelosi's district, because we've got churches that were given free vaccines and free testing to the homeless, to the, you know, to the poor. Everybody had the access. I got mine from the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic. It hasn't caused me a single problem. And I really urge people to ignore these fear mongers. I personally think that a big part of the reason why Trump, I don't know if you've seen the these new quotes out of the Bob Woodward book, but in fact, it may have been a direct quote from Trump himself. He's laughing about Fauci, and he said that whatever Fauci said, he would do the opposite. And so he intentionally mismanaged it all last year because of this jealousy of Fauci. And when you look at it in terms of a real estate broker, getting people buried in medical debt is the easiest way to get their land. You don't even have to kill them. You just bury them in medical debt, and then all of a sudden they have to sell their land. And Trump has known that since he was a little kid. His dad used that technique. So, you know, the idea that taking advantage of an epidemic and intentionally spreading bad information just so they could steal land is what I suspect Trump was up to for all of last year. But take the vaccine. It's a smart idea.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that wholeheartedly, but I understand what you're saying. I agree. Take the vaccine. Absolutely, David. And I would say that Bob Woodward, on the other side of that, does want to sell books. And I know the quotes that you're talking about. And here is the one thing. If people were paying attention, no matter how you feel about Donald Trump, the former president, you know, love him, don't like him, feel kind of about him like you do about other presidents. He did say, and I know we've played it on these airwaves, he did say several times, like at CPAC, I got the shot, take the shot, the shot's fine, the shot's good. And then there was a reaction from the crowd. There were people in the crowd that didn't want to hear that. And he said, what, what? And a couple of times he said that. He said, I took the shot. So he didn't say he didn't take the shot. He definitely ended up in an adversarial way with Fauci. There's no question about that. But as to land grabs and trickery and whatever, that would take 15 shows to unpack and looking at all sides of that, I definitely, again, would say that I heard that several times. And, you know, here's the thing. Even Mitch McConnell told people to take the shot. So how this got so politicized, specifically with the vaccine, when it came down to encouraging people to get a vaccine or saying, look at the science, make up your mind, but here's what it'll do. I don't understand how that got twisted in the political sense. A lot of other things, oh, yeah, 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 I understand. I understand the line in the sand, but that, not quite. Coming up, among other things, a man cave. Yep, the Cowboys just walloped the Eagles on Monday night. That closed the book on the NFL. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is investigating a tip that alleges Brian Laundry, the fugitive fiancé of Gabby Petito, went into a Florida campground 75 miles away with his parents in early September, but only two of them were seen leaving. He told Fox News he received a tip on Monday that Laundry's parents spent the night in Fort DeSoto Park with their son twice in early September.
In Florida, in Fort DeSoto, it's almost dark. So we had a very good lead come up today that he was down here in this park, not very far away. We checked our lead out. It is confirmed.
The Federal Communications Commission Monday announced the start date for a $1.9 billion program to repay U.S. telecom carriers to rip and replace network equipment manufactured by China-based companies. This is USA Radio News. With President Joe Biden's broad domestic agenda at risk of collapse, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday vowed that Democrats will pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill this week and push ahead on the bigger $3.5 trillion social safety net and climate change bill while acknowledging the total amount will drop. Joe Concha on Fox News says this bigger bill is a must-win for the Democrats.
So if you don't pass this, then everybody is mad at the Biden-Harris administration, and then the 2022 midterms, which I think already are basically passing the torch to the Republicans in terms of the House and the Senate, then Joe Biden has absolutely nothing.
The National Republican Congressional Committee recently launched a series of ads targeting Democratic representatives who won their congressional seats by thin margins in 2020. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is working with his committee chairs to draw up a plan that will show voters why they should elect Republicans in the midterms. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Pills, that could be the future. And a popular singer goes from behind the mic and on a stage to a prison number and three squares. So let's start there in odds and ends. The R&B singer R. Kelly, convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking charges by a federal jury in New York. He could face decades in prison. What's so interesting about this is that racketeering charge, the RICO Act, because you think mafia right away. And that's what has usually been used to prosecute organized crime that affects interstate commerce. So at the center of the racketeering case is the enterprise, the group entity carrying out the illegal conduct like the mafia. In this case, Kelly was the enterprise, his entourage, managers, bodyguards, drivers, personal assistants, runners. Think about those people around a star and how they're sycophants to that star, which they were in this case. And the purpose, this is what they described it as. The purposes of the enterprise was to promote R. Kelly's music and the R. Kelly brand, to recruit women and girls to engage in illegal sexual acts with Kelly, and to produce pornography, including child pornography. Now, his defense attorney criticized the aspect of the case from the get-go, but it didn't fly. The jury said guilty, guilty, guilty. So he was charged with racketeering, and that has 14 underlying acts. Bribery and sex exploitation of a child, kidnapping, 3 acts of forced labor, 6 acts of violating the Mann Act. I mean, and the list goes on. So to convict him of racketeering, prosecutors had to prove that Kelly committed at least 2 of the 14 underlying acts. Jurors found prosecutors had proven all but 2 of 14 of them. This is big, could set a precedent for other cases in the future. And he could go away for a very long time. So he's been on trial since August 18th. He's going to be sentenced
on May 4th. There were a lot of happy people that were happy upon hearing this verdict, because some of the things that he was accused of doing were absolutely despicable. I mean, unspeakable things. He definitely had some people backing him, but there was even a hashtag that was pretty popular. It was hashtag mute R. Kelly. And the idea is that the hope is in the future the verdict will help some of the survivors. And the goal was to end the financial support of R. Kelly's career and pave the way for his conviction and sexual abuse against women. And it worked. So after a month of testimony, prosecution had rested their case and the jury got it. And that's what the jury came up with. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of legal talking heads. They're going to pull this apart and look at the ways that this could be used in future cases. All right. Also big in odds and ends. And we already talked about this, but it's worth mentioning again. The Senate Republicans blocked the bill to suspend the debt limit. I talked about that a little bit in our first show to kick off the week and to avert a shutdown. So what does that mean to you and me? That's what this show is about. You know, why do you care? Why do I care? Of course we care. Because what that then means is government funding will expire on September 30th. Do the math. We're so close. And the stopgap bill the House approved last week would extend funding and keep the government open through December 3rd. But in addition, the measure would include that debt limit suspension through December 16th. The clock is ticking to address the debt limit, and Congress may only have until mid-October. So the Senate blocked it. So that means look out, right? It doesn't advance in the Senate on Monday, and you don't go with one chamber. It has to be two chambers. So Congress doesn't have a plan yet at this point on how they're going to keep the government operating when we're so close to the date when funding dries up and a shutdown could be triggered. And, of course, you have Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who made clear for months that the Republicans aren't going to vote to increase the federal borrowing limit. They're not going to do it. He said it again and again and again. He did. And he set the stage for this showdown over this, and he had threatened this for a while. Republicans are saying it's not uncommon for the majority party to shoulder the burden for increasing the debt limit. And this is what happens. It becomes kind of politically toxic for lawmakers who could be up for re-election. So Senate Majority Leader, the complete opposite of McConnell, Chuck Schumer, criticized the Republicans ahead of the vote, before they even voted, and said after today there's going to be no doubt about which party in this chamber is working to solve the problems that face our country. So it's not solved. Bottom line, not solved. And what's going to happen here? Even Janet Yellen called on Congress to raise the debt ceiling in a Wall Street Journal op-ed, saying that if the U.S. defaults on its debts, it could trigger a spike in interest rates, a steep drop in stock prices. Yikes. Thanks, Janet. And other financial turmoil. Okay, I'm not a stock analyst, but this is why I say diversify, because it could be rock and roll times once again, which it always is, the giant craps table, which is the stock market. We'll see how this trickles down, if you will. At this point, we'll see. We'll see, because we still have a few days. Maybe there's just some kind of stopgap, but I don't think so. I think it's going to go into this government shutdown. How do you shut down COVID-19? Boy, if you could answer that question, you'd win a Nobel Prize, right? Within a day of testing positive for COVID-19 in June, I was reading a story about this Miranda Kelly, who was sick and scared. Diabetes, high blood pressure, sound familiar? I think I saw this on CNN and was talking about, what do you do? What can you possibly do when you are in this situation? Well, what happened was she agreed that to join a clinical trial at a cancer research center that's part of an international effort to test an antiviral treatment that could halt COVID early in its course. So did you hear what I just said? Could is the key word there. So good for her for doing that. The couple, because not just her husband Joe, who also got the virus, got ill, and they've got five kids, and they were worried, what's going to happen if we're both on ventilators and we both pass? So they said, okay, we'll do the experiment. So apparently they were taking four pills twice a day. They weren't told whether they had received the active medication or the placebo. You know how these trials go. Within a week, their symptoms were better. Within 2 weeks, they had recovered, and
her reaction to that was, I don't know if we got the treatment, but I kind of feel like we did, to have all those underlying conditions. I feel like recovery was pretty quick. So there are people that are developing, there are companies, drug companies that are developing drugs to try to do exactly that. One of the top contenders is a medication from Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics, and this is the pill. It's being tested, and it was part of the test in the Kelly's trial that was on was in the Northwest in Seattle, and there are other candidates. Pfizer's got one, and there's a couple of other people that are working on something very similar. Because so far, only one antiviral drug, remdesivir, has been approved to treat COVID, but it's given intravenously to patients ill enough to be hospitalized and isn't intended for early, widespread use. So by contrast, the top contenders under the study could be packaged as pills. Boy, can you just imagine? That would mean millions of Americans could have access to a daily, orally administered medication, a single pill that could be taken for 5 to 10 days at the first confirmation of any kind of a COVID infection, and that would be something if that happened. But at this point, again, this is all in those experimental stages, people that are taking it to see how it works. It's just out there. Just know that, of course, things are being worked on. Not like you didn't think it, right? And this is news that all of us want to hear about, no matter how you take it, right? Because that's what I say. This show is about what matters in your backyard and mine. And this is one of the things that has been addressed. Why can't we come up with some more medication? You know, why can't we do that? And we'll see if this is something that ends up paying dividends again. It's funny, the word paying dividends just keeps coming up in my language because I'm seeing that everywhere in different scenarios. All right, no dividends here. It's just nasty. Nestle recalled 27,000 pounds of frozen DiGiorno pepperoni pizza. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that commercial. DiGiorno, is it DiGiorno? So there was a packaging mix-up, apparently, that started this recall. So check it out. It's a Nestle brand. You heard me say that. It's a frozen brand, but it's a very popular, and it's you basically get 26-ounce boxes that say DiGiorno crispy pan crust pepperoni pizzas, and they're very popular because they have three meat crispy pan pizzas. So the three meat has soy protein, it's the beef topping and sausage crumbles, and can be harmful to people with soy allergies. Ugh. You know, that's the thing about allergies. And the company said they didn't know about the issue until they got a call from somebody. Somebody had bought some. And they are now recalling them. They're saying, you know, if you're not allergic to soy, it's safe to eat the pizzas. If you are allergic to soy, it's not safe. So there you have it. You know, I always worry about that. Like, I have a niece who has peanut allergies, and I know from her mom that there are things you just don't even think about that have traces of peanut in it or could be close to something that has peanut in it. And, you know, there's all these tests for what are you allergic to? Is it, you know, is it some kind of fruit? Is it nuts? Is it, you know, whatever? And so, of course, somebody that's allergic to soy had no idea. It's not listed. They didn't realize that was one of the ingredients in it. And in some cases, the allergy thing is serious because it can be, I mean, it can be life-threatening. It can be just that bad. All right, so that's a wrap for Odds and Ends. Coming up, we're going to tiptoe into the man cave.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's time to
invade the bad game.
You already know what happened on Monday Night Football. Wow. Some unhappy in Philly, some unhappy in Dallas, because it's an interesting kind of deal where people from both cities like both teams. I know, because I've lived it. All right, anyway, we now wrap up another week in the NFL, and a quick reminder that on Wednesday we'll do Nail the Score. It'll be in our first hour, last segment. Again, first hour, last segment. And it's so fun, so make sure you participate. If you are listening, you can simply send an email during that time, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I'll announce the game of the week. You pick the winner and what the final score is going to be. And you can join Pete and Sharon and some others for the fun, because somebody's going to win. That's what I keep saying. Somebody has to win. All right, speaking of winning, I can't get enough of this whole Ryder Cup thing. Bravo to the United States for the big blowout at the Ryder Cup, finally nailing Europe 19-9. I watched a lot of this. I mean, listen, I like golf. I grew up watching my grandfather play, and I loved my grandfather, so I would sit there and have no idea what was going on when he would watch tournaments on TV. And I know the Ryder Cup was something that was special. And it's special for these guys, and it's special for the U.S. because the Americans, frankly, had been having their heads handed to them by the Europeans. So Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and Steve Stricker, the guy who led the team, put this team together. You think about these young Americans. Nine of them had never, ever touched a Ryder Cup trophy and celebrated like that. And it was just wonderful to see. Daniel Berger won the final hole in the final match for the final point, 19-9. And that's a record-breaking deal. It is a new era, as Stricker said. Guys are young. They are young. They want it. They're motivated. They love playing. Because you got to think about, they love not just the sport of golf, but this is a this is a sport where it's an individual sport, and here they're getting to play on a team. So six U.S. Ryder Cup rookies scored more points than all of Europe, combining for 14-4-3 record. Wow. The Americans didn't lose a session for the first time in 44 years. Dustin Johnson, kind of like the old man on the team, who's still, I think, young in his 30s, became the first American to go 5-0 since 1973. I was so happy for DJ. He played so, so well. Anyway, it was really fun to see. It was a little bit different because of the pandemic. You didn't have the Europeans who would have flown over, and just like Americans fly over to Europe, and traditionally, you didn't have it this time around. And by the way, wow, Sergio Garcia, he's a guy I've interviewed a couple times in my career. He set the Ryder Cup record. He played for Europe. Of course, he's married to an American and lives in Texas, I believe. But he set the Ryder Cup record with 25 matches won in his career. So that was pretty cool to see that. The Ryder Cup next goes to Italy in 2023. And it's different when you're in Europe. It'd be fun to go to that one. I think I could learn Italian before then. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud. And I could lead the chants, USA, USA, USA. All right, some thoughts about the weekend that was, and coming off of college football. We'll start there. The push is on. You know, you lose a couple and then you're down, and you lose too many and you're out. if you're the coach, because kind of that's what happens, right? And there's always reaction to the polls. And some of the big takeaways, I think, from week four, Texas A&M, they're on the ropes. They have to hurry up and get better, or they're not going to be going anywhere of significance to play any kind of big bowl games or whatever. You know, you think about, they had to replace their starting quarterback, and that was something. They lost a couple of other key players to injury. In fact, they lost their starting quarterback, Haynes King, to injury. And the replacement, Calzada, has really struggled. So there's the example. The Aggies have scored 95 points in four games. And if you look at the SEC teams, only South Carolina and Vanderbilt have scored fewer. This is to give you an idea. And then you look at what, you know, the Aggies scored 10 points in a 10-7 win over Colorado, and Saturday's 20-10 loss to Arkansas was tough. So this is where things start to separate. The college football playoff race is pretty interesting, and we haven't seen that expansion that I've talked about, because I would love to see expansion just a little bit. Clemson's second loss has eliminated a weak ACC, right? That makes room for maybe someone in the SEC, and we'll see. The Big Ten still has five undefeated teams, including, you know, look at Maryland. Arkansas, if you look at their schedule, it's be interesting to see where they are. Florida's motivated, certainly. I mean, Bama is the team to beat. Alabama's always there, right? UCLA has one loss. Oklahoma State is undefeated. Cincinnati has a chance to earn a big win at Notre Dame. And the Irish are trying to figure out their own identity, I guess, is a good way to put that. I was reading that somewhere today, and I thought, yeah, that's it. That's what it is. So college football, some teams in the mix, and other teams are falling apart. And like I said, one or two losses, and there you go. Let's look at the NFL for a second and look at what just happened in this past week, week three in the NFL. I think what was one of the most exciting games, and there were a couple of them, but the Packers beating the 49ers on Sunday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers, dramatic, saying to Michelle Tafoya in the interview on NBC, you know, who says that football isn't romantic, because he had 37 seconds and he got into field position with a couple of great passes so that, you know, the winning field goal could be kicked. It was incredible to see that game-winning drive from Aaron Rodgers. Just absolutely incredible. And 49er fans, I'm sure, were so disappointed. Here it was in San Francisco and thinking that, you know, this thing was nailed, and of course it wasn't nailed. And then you had the Rams and the Buccaneers. So Tom Brady, the old man who is maybe the GOAT of all time in the NFL, and he had 432 yards passing and a touchdown. It wasn't enough. I mean, the Buccaneers didn't look so great against the Rams, and the Rams came to play in front of their home crowd, and Matt Stafford was brilliant. His receivers were brilliant, and the Rams looked really good, and they're 3-0. How about the Raiders in overtime? They beat the Dolphins. This was a crazy back-and-forth game. The Raiders 31, the Dolphins 28, and again, overtime, game-winning field goal. So there were a lot of moments like that. And then what's going on with the New York teams? You know, you had the Broncos blowing out the Jets 26-0. So the Jets are 0-3. Hey, the Broncos are 3-0. Give all credit to Teddy Bridgewater, who's got to love it. 235 passing yards. And the Giants lose to the Falcons 17-14. I mean, granted, this was another field goal situation, a 40-yarder, time expiring. But the Giants 0-3 with no end in sight, it looks like. And the Saints, who that, boy, Jameis Winston throws a bunch of, just threw a brilliant touchdown pass when he was just coming, was being taken down. And that kind of epitomized the day. Sevens across the board. It looked like we were in a casino and we just added another one. So 28-13 over the Patriots. And one of the shockers, the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes, calling Pat Mahomes. Key drive at the tail end of the game and an interception. So the Chargers capitalized all day on that kind of stuff, and they win another one. They beat the Chiefs 30-24. This was really cool. Mr. Tuck, what a foot you have. Yep, indeed. A 66-yarder on fourth and 19 conversion. The Ravens beating the Lions 19-17. Oh, the Lions are 0-3. And for Tucker, an NFL record, a 66-yard field goal. How about the Brownies? The Browns beating the Bears 26-6. You know I had to say that. I know, cornball. Baker Mayfield, 246 yards passing and a touchdown. So what a week it was. The Bills clobbered Washington 43-21. Josh Allen, 350 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. And now we're into week 4 in the NFL. And again, don't forget, Wednesday, Nail the Score, final segment in our first hour. We're closing the door to the man cave. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm going to go quiet, I promise. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.